From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other chemical weapons in Syria. The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks that use chlorine and other toxic weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine if chemicals were used, but not who used them. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at an Afghan police academy in Kabul Friday. Police report the attack killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 25 others. An Afghan police official says the bomber was wearing a police uniform and mixed in with a crowd of students returning from a break. The attack came just hours after a huge truck bomb blew up near an army compound in Kabul, close to a residential neighborhood. That blast killed at least 15 people, wounded around 240 others, and damaged a number of homes. Most of the victims were civilians. No one has taken responsibility for the truck bombing, but Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said whoever was behind the attack has, in his words, gained nothing. There is word of at least one other explosion in Kabul near the airport, but details are not available. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has been dealt a serious setback. One of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, has come out against the pact. In a statement, Schumer said that after deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul-searching, he decided he had to oppose the agreement and will vote yes on a motion of disapproval. At the White House Friday, spokesman Josh Earnest said the announcement was not really a surprise.
But it doesn't change our confidence that we'll be able to mobilize a substantial majority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate in support of the deal and, if necessary, to sustain the president's veto.
Schumer, a senator from New York and one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the United States, released the statement shortly after another influential Jewish Democrat, Representative Elliot Engel of New York, announced his opposition to the deal. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has joined Vietnamese officials in marking the 20th anniversary of the normalization of relations between the two countries. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins is traveling with the secretary in Hanoi.
At a civil society forum, Kerry noted that it had taken two decades to normalize ties. But Kerry didn't shy away from mentioning U.S. concerns about Vietnam's human rights record, saying America's closest partnerships were with countries that share a commitment to certain values. In spite of human rights concerns, the U.S. and Vietnam have forged strong economic ties over the years, with two-way trade topping $36 billion last year. Both countries are part of negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive 12-nation trade deal that analysts say could have extensive benefits for Vietnam. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Hanoi.
Billionaire real estate businessman and television personality Donald Trump was center stage Thursday night in the first Republican presidential debate. The real estate mogul and nine others squared off in Cleveland, Ohio, for the debate that gave Americans their first look at the major Republican candidates. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, that is, widely seen as a front-runner and a favorite of establishment Republicans, acknowledged he must be able to differentiate himself from two members of his family, both former presidents, his father, George H.W. Bush, and his brother, George W. Bush. And the U.S. Department of Defense says a computer hack into the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff email network has all the hallmarks of a state-sponsored attack. The attack, which occurred around July 25th, has caused a shutdown that is ongoing. U.S. media reports said that hackers who penetrated the network are based in Russia, but a Pentagon official close to the situation said they don't know who did it. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.